1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Saw a new product on TV you may be interested in.
What was Ryan? It? Tell me all about it. I'm ready to hear.
It's the No Stitch. Have you seen that?
No Stitch.
Yeah.
No.
I think these it's people glue, actually right? could step up and start making some masks. Medical masks.
Really? What's No Stitch?
It's a... you put this powder on your whatever powder. Fabric you need hemmed or whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it comes with like a hot heating
an iron
rod, iron type of thing you put on there, and
yeah,
it they showed people it, tugging on it,
and
it, glues, it won't come apart.
Fabric,
yeah,
it's fabric glue.
It's fabric glue.
Does it make the fabric all stiff where it's been glued?
No,
like, nice and supple yet.
Very interesting.
So why don't we get some of these and make some medical masks? Could womp up a bunch.
Now is not the time. Can you imagine the fumes you may be inhaling in that mask from this fabric
stitch.
Glue? I don't feel so good. Is it Corona?
I
think
headed.
It's this it fabric.
Oh, did you see the bottle? You see what it says on the bottle?
No, do not inhale.
No, it says no stitch, and underneath there, magic powder.
See? There you go.
Okay.
It's all like right. Sea monkeys.
No stitch.
I'm not buying magic powder.
Hey, I need
powder.
Some magic powder. Really? What does it do? Well, it's magic powder. You just
no,
have
it's,
no idea what it
it's
can
not
do.
Magic. I'm sure anybody with a rudimentary science education could explain, well, you heat this and
right,
it melts into the fabric.
But they advertise it as magic powder.
Magic powder.
That's wrong. Why don't they call it, you know, fabric fastener?
The commercial was just like something out of the 70s, you know. Call now.
Here it is.
And we'll include a second bottle of...
My guess is they called it fabric adhesive, took it to a focus study, and it didn't test well. And then they took the same stuff in, called it magic powder, and people responded very positively to that.
All right.
Ripped pants, muffled.
Oh, the ripped pants was a guy bending over right in front of the camera.
Yeah. And the ass splits right out of his pants.
This white underwear going, yeah, here we are.
He's got that embarrassed look on his face.
You don't even see his face. Let's start that over again. Listen closely.
Ripped pants, muffled, torn kids' clothing. What can you do? Don't fuss with messy glues, heavy sewing.
Wait a minute, stop.
Showed someone gluing clothes.
When was the last time you took a ripped shirt and said, can you glue this up for
never,
me?
Never.
The glue was the first option. And then, of course, look at the woman hauling the sewing machine out.
Right.
Oh, this heavy
she
sewing
doesn't
machine.
Have it on a table in a room, the sewing room. Or just.
She doesn't have it by the handle on top, the easy carrying
she's
case.
She's got to lug it.
Yeah.
This is what's called lugging.
This is lugging.
Oh, yeah.
It's the definition of lugging. Not carrying. This is lug.
Okay.
All right.
Machines are old-fashioned needle and thread.
Once again, the needle and thread is just a ball of messed up string and spools
hopeless.
And needles all over.
Who in their right mind would mess with that?
It's classic.
As a matter of fact, here, tangles were one of the challenges. I told you I watched that show 100 Humans on Netflix, and there was a tangle challenge. Who could untangle something more quickly? The older, you know, what age group?
Yeah.
And the older and younger groups, I think, did the best on untangling. The middle group didn't do well on any of these challenges.
They're busy.
Give them some Christmas lights to untangle.
Other stuff.
That was the explanation, is they're just too occupied with other things in life. But are you so occupied with, I don't know, paying the bills that you can't concentrate to untangle an extension cord? I can't do this. I've got bills I haven't got paid. I don't know. Apparently it affects you.
All right, here we go. Back to the
sewing.
Old-fashioned needle and thread. Yeah, ditch the sewing and make the switch to No Stitch. No Stitch is the easiest way to hem, mend, and fix your clothes ever.
Pause just for just a second. What are the odds we see somebody glue their fingers together with this stuff and can't get it apart?
I used to have hands. Now I have paddles.
Thanks to No Stitch.
No Stitch.
Magic powder.
Yeah. You'll see a lawyer ad.
Have you
your fingers all glued together and now only have fins and paddles?
It's your hand glued to your head.
Yeah. Right.
That's another reason not to touch your face. Wash your hands, don't touch your face.
Get that magic powder off of there.
Whether it's coronavirus or
never
no
sew
stitch
again.
Magic powder.
Right.
Magic never, powder.
Never sew again. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Formulated adhesive powder on the fabric. Apply the heat wand, and it's secure in seconds. Okay. No stitch is like sewing without the sewing. Need to hem a pair of pants? No problem. Fix a torn shirt? No problem. Important job interview and you need to get out the door?
Wait a second.
Oh, I was going to an important job interview and I just got up and my pocket caught on the arm of the chair and now like, where's the fabric?
It is sport coat or his suit coat.
You know, career is ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Career is ruined because I don't have any, what is it, no stitch?
No stitch. Magic powder. Magic.
How can you advertise something as magic?
This is my question.
How?
Call it something. Call it fabric adhesive. Call it thread glue. Call it, you know, something. But don't call it magic powder. They have that on Harry Potter, you know.
Yeah, right. Magic, yes. No.
Can it make me fly?
Can it turn water into wine? Is it...
I bet that's not even magic. You could explain that through a little bit of science. Well, it's not really magic. We did this to it. Mm. And, you know, it's like illusionists when they use, I'm an illusionist. There's no magic here. It's just, you know.
Distraction.
Right. You just don't know how I'm doing it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I practiced this until I made sure you couldn't see how I did it.
Can I turn this dog into a pony?
How about turning your dog
poof
into Rachel
Hunter.
Yeah, Rachel Hunter, like they did in those Keystone beer commercials.
Well, you'd never forget.
And then the
those,
guy's falling in love with this
magic.
Dog. And we're talking about, is that bestiality if you date her and you know,
because he was changed. Changed the DNA, the very DNA.
So if you swab her mouth, it doesn't show up canine, it shows up human?
No.
But she was a dog.
Not anymore.
I don't know.
I'd rather think about that than the end of the universe. Why?
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go.
No stitch is Keystone. No problem.
Hold on one second. You can fix- and Keystone didn't put magic beer on their beer.
No.
You know, when they were claiming all this stuff.
No.
They should have.
Drink magic beer.
Right, but...
Keystone magic.
Why did they do that in their ads?
I think it was the ultimate in drinking someone pretty.
Like,
we make this dog this look like a sucker.
Drink it up, Keystone.
This is the beer goggle beer.
Yeah, right. Yes.
You're going to get pie-eyed. This is the stuff to you.
Yeah, maybe. Probably had the same ad firm as Skittles.
No, they did that.
Making weird commercials.
Skittles commercials are so horrendous. It's like they're begging you not to eat their sugary treat. I think they're daring you. Look, we know it's that good that we can do this with our commercials.
Disgust you with our commercials.
Milking a giraffe now, right?
Yes.
They have a real thing about milking.
They do.
That show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, that show, that particular brand.
Or, yeah, that commercial.
Yeah.
They've been on that for a while.
Seem to be obsessed with milking for some reason.
Right, with heat.
Yeah, what the hell? It goes back a ways, too. It started with that milking,
wolf,
milking
right.
That dude. No, Wolf was a Quiznos commercial.
He was a guy from a...
it was Joe from Rhoda.
Joe from Rhoda.
Yeah, who was
that
milking.
That was a Skittles commercial, right?
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And why did he? Why
what was
he
like the wolf one?
He was hooked up to like a milking machine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But why the wolf one?
How did that turn into Skittles?
I don't know.
And they asked him to stop eating something because there were sour Skittles that he was producing from his man
teats.
That's
it. His milk was sour because he was eating too many sour Skittles.
Yeah.
How that passed a boardroom?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Don't tell
Darren.
Larry Tate signed off on this.
Yeah, really? You needed a college education to come up with that?
Don Draper went, yes, we're going with the
what we want.
With the sour man milk campaign.
Yeah.
What?
And he was in a barn.
For like candy.
Yeah.
Like, is there a whole barn full of these milked men?
Sour milk.
It was just wrong.
Right, but that apparently sold Skittles.
Now, I do have to confess that you can taste the difference in a cow's milk based on the time of season and what you're
feeding. Well, we learned that from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, it does have a different taste to it.
Tasted different.
Just raw milk out of the cow or even pasteurized milk?
Pasteurized probably tones it down a bit. Plus, it's mixed in with other milk.
Blended and, with all the other.
Yeah.
So it gets more of a neutral taste. But yeah,
it's like blended whiskey, you know. Every barrel's a little different, but they
there you go.
Put them all together in a big vat,
and it comes
throw them in the bottle.
Some pretty much a consistent flavor over and over again.
Tasting it away. I don't know if they have milk tasters to, you know, make sure the blend is right, but.
I bet there are. I bet there's somebody who tastes it.
Really?
Don't you think? No?
I don't know. Some kind of quality control guy.
I would think they have to, right?
Just grab one of those.
Every now and then.
Yeah. A small carton of milk somewhere along the line. Yeah. Okay. All right, anyway,
back to magic powder.
Not magic, simple science heated powder.
Right, but notice they don't, you know, there were some products that, like, grabbed a hold of the space age and, you know, advertised their product as a, you know, space age technology, the newest in science.
Yeah.
This throws all that out the window. And, oh, magic powder. We're right back to like the dark ages on this.
Witch! Witch! Right.
Look at this hem. Witch! Burner! All I did was fix the rip in your jacket for your big job interview. Burner! No needle and thread. Burn! Right. It's like... townspeople, pitchforks, torches. I fixed the rip in the shirt.
Witchcraft.
Set fire to her.
Diablo. What?
Yeah.
Diablo.
Or Strega. Yeah. That's Italian.
You could call it witch powder.
Yeah.
Instead of magic powder.
I got some itch powder for you. That's not itch powder. That's witch powder. Now my hand is glued to my knee.
Thanks, witch powder.
Itch powder.
Yeah.
All right. Back to it.
The problem. You can fix any clothing quickly and easily. No Stitch is unlike any other repair kit. Make a mistake? Just place the heat wand on the fabric. And like magic, the hem comes undone so you can make it perfect.
So what happens when you put it in the dryer?
They say it works. It doesn't come out in the dryer. I don't understand that science.
It must be a one-time. It reacts. It turns to the solid somehow with the heat. It just takes it from a powder to a solid.
But then you can undo it by applying the iron back on
it. You can undo it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forever? Like,
I don't know.
Is there a time limit?
You know, if you're asking me to invest in this particular product, I think with those questions that you had, what about the dryer? What about, you know, killing people who...
Well, it says here
in
the
out.
Bullet points next to the video, easily correct or adjust by using heat wand. All right. So.
Yeah.
But then the very next one, extra strong bond will never dissolve or come loose in the wash.
Mm-hmm. It shows them in the commercial pulling it out of the dryer and tugging on it again.
Yeah.
You know, like you do with your needle and thread jobs every time to make sure they held.
Just go working. Works on any fabric from heavy denim to delicate silk. I have a delicate silk blouse I need repaired.
I need glued my overalls.
Yeah, that you have a big rip in your delicate your
fabric glue.
Your delicate silk blouse, it's got a big tear down the back since you've glued up to a nice dinner party. Get the F out of here.
It just seems wrong. You shouldn't glue clothes. No, I don't know why.
Hey, man, what's up with your shirt? Right? Doesn't it look wonderful with my No Stitch magic powder?
Now, let's say you had a rather serious cut somewhere on your arm or leg. Or something.
I know where you're going with this.
Right. And you had a choice between having it stitched up with, you know, real medical silk and a real surgeon does it.
I'll take that. That's my choice.
Or what if they, you know, they started using glue on you?
Well, they do.
Super glue.
They do in some cases.
Super glue is sterile enough to use that.
I know people who have, carpenters who have cut themselves and just put some super glue on it and it's stayed together. And it's, I don't know if it's, if doctors recommend it, I'd like to ask Dr. Ted or Dr. James from Indiana about it.
Are they working on that? Like, or do they always just use tabs and butterfly bandages? And we could super glue it.
Don't know. I know. I found this out yesterday. Butterfly bandages. They make butterfly bandages now. You know what those are, right?
Yep.
That, and they've been around for a while. This is nothing new to anybody in the medical community, but to disc jockeys, everything's a shock. They do.
Magic powder.
You know, so to people who have a minimal education, this is nothing new.
See, that should be underneath a shield on a scroll.
They do. Everything's a shock to
big
this
question mark.
This particular vocation. Just go tell a disc jockey if you want a shocked reaction.
What?
Amazed by everything.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
I found out that with butterfly bandages, you know, which you put on a cut, it when you put them on now, the way they're made, when you put them on, it actually pulls the cut together the way they're set up to be put on your skin.
Yeah.
Designed that way. You know, rather than you trying to hold it together like the old butterfly.
Oh, like they have a certain,
yeah,
like they contract on their own.
Yeah, okay. as you pull the
and who figured that out?
Somebody
at Abbott Labs. Somebody's in their brain.
You think it was the same division?
Think up something useful and said, "Where does space end?"
Yeah,
of that.
Right. You think it was in the same area, same building as the guys who came up with the 5-minute coronavirus test kit?
I don't know.
Around that area? Probably. I think it was probably under that same...
few doors down.
Yeah, umbrella somewhere. But, you know, again, it's not a shock to anybody in the medical community. These have been around for at least 2 or 3 years, I'm told.
And I wonder, is this fabric glue something that they worked on to get fabric glue?
No, what?
Or is it just some accidental byproduct of, I don't know, can lights or something?
Somebody kept gluing fabric together by mistake and going, well.
They were trying to get something done, but the residue from some process got on their clothes and glued it together. Yeah. I can't work on that.
Maybe we need to rethink this. And
I don't know.
You know, maybe it's not a good headlight crack fixer,
right?
But it really holds fabric. Why not sell it as a non-stitch fabric powder? And we'll say it's magic
powder. Can I get monkeys to talk with this?
Maybe
sprinkle it on them. Talk monkey.
I just got a sticky monkey now.
There's an album title, Sticky Monkeys.
Magic powder.
Disney movie.
Yeah.
Magic powder and the monkeys talk.
I was just fixing the hem in my pants and now my chimp talks.
And of course he would talk with a British accent.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I say.
No, the monkey. Here's what would happen. I know. I see it. You'd be trying to fix the cuff in your pants.
Okay.
And you get some on your monkey. And yes. He's.
Oh, sorry, monkey.
No. You don't even notice. Yeah. It just gets on him, and just he's behind
the
you.
The powder's flying all over.
Somehow the powder gets on the monkey behind you. Yeah. You're sitting there. You're alone, and you're fixing the hem in your pants. Right? Uh-huh. This is going to be so Disney.
Yeah.
You're going to go,
I already know what's going
to
happen.
And you're trying to fix him, and you're kind of talking to yourself, and you're going,
and then I hear a voice.
And then you hear him
me.
Go, maybe, old man, if you were to.
And
then you would go, no, that's not going to work. Wait a minute.
What?
And then you look over your shoulder. the monkey has the gift of speech.
But now it doesn't talk around to any of my friends.
Like Michigan J. Frog.
Right.
Go ahead, talks. Monkey.
Go ahead and tell him what you told me.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Ed. I thought that was really crappy of Mr. Ed.
To not talk to anybody? Did Wilbur want him talking to anybody else?
I don't know.
Their secret.
Like, you know, why not, you know, Wilbur would look less crazy. Right?
Well.
Or Francis the Talking Mule.
Let's say you go to a therapist and you're laying on the couch.
Because my monkey talks.
No,
my Palomino out in that real fancy barn talks.
Does your therapist set the pad and paper down, get up from their chair, walk over the window, and jump out at some point when you're told about the talking monkey, Mr. Ed?
No, he walks over the window and flaps his arm and flies away.
More magic powder, I say.